producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Mary.
Quick question. I have come across a couple of colleagues of mine that are not being very kind to my reputation, and they're kind of gossiping all over the place.
What have they
and
said?
And I'd like to... Pardon?
What have they said?
Well, there's this one colleague of mine that I've known for almost 12 years.
Yeah.
And she has, let it be known that she has had contact with an ex-sister-in-law of mine.
Okay.
And an ex-good friend of mine. So now she seems to be on the search and destroy mission to see what she could dig up about me, and she's bringing it into the workplace.
Okay.
So the things are pertaining to, there really is nothing so terrible, but still in all, there are words being spoken, and I'm really not privy to it.
Well,
I don't know if I should go to my supervisor and
Wait. Don't go off the deep end yet. What is filtering back to you? What are you hearing that she's saying?
Well, I'm hearing things pertaining to my sexual orientation. I'm hearing things pertaining to maybe a financial situation that I might be in. I'm hearing things about family relationships.
Okay, let me go through them. What kind of work do you do? What kind of work environment are you in?
We all work independently of one another. We go in and we service different accounts for different manufacturers.
Okay. How many people are in the office?
There is no office. We're on the road. We go into retail businesses.
Okay.
We service the mass merchandise end of different products.
Okay. So how are these, so what has she said about your sexual orientation?
That I'm not straight.
That would be gay or not?
Yes.
Are you straight or gay?
I am gay.
Okay, so that's
not up for discussion.
I agree with you. It's private, but presumably it wouldn't be viewed as negative. It's just private, right?
Well, it's private, but I think, well, I'm going to tell you her situation, a woman that is really spearheading this whole smear campaign. She was just recently thrown out of her house by her husband after 26 years because she has had a female lover for the past 12.
Okay.
So I think the gentleman caught wise and asked her to leave.
Okay. Well, but let me just ask you a question.
So now, I personally think it's a diversion for her and what's going on with her currently.
Maybe, but still, if somebody said, tell me, are you overweight?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
I'm okay.
In very good shape.
So if somebody said, you know, Mary's really fat, what would your response be?
You must be talking about someone else.
Exactly. You'd laugh.
Yep.
All right. So the fact that someone says you're gay, I agree, it's none of your business, but presumably that's not something you're embarrassed about, is it?
Not at all.
Okay. So to hell with her. We don't care. And the fact that she's actually had a female lover, I mean, maybe she's doing it, you're viewing it as being insulting. It may be that she's viewing it as Mary's cool, like, because I can finally come out of the closet and admit that I'm gay and Mary's gay. And so maybe, I mean, let's put that one aside because that, all right, so what is she saying about money?
Money, I recently lost one parent.
Okay.
And, there are certain things that are coming due me, and there are certain joint things that I had with that parent.
Okay.
And being that she knows my ex-sister-in-law, which is where she was in the family for 25 years.
Right.
This was my brother's wife.
Right.
And now, of course, being that I lost one parent, and they know you know, and they know a little bit about the family history and you know, what we're all about financially. And she was always, you know, very, very much in tune to what other people have. So now she's saying, oh, boy, Mary's really, you know,
rich.
You know, Mary stands to inherit quite a deal of money here, quite a bit.
But that's true as well, right? So is that really smearing
it
your
is
name?
True.
It's just none of her business.
Right.
Right, but Sugar, it seems to me that it's not so much that this woman, it sounds like she has a big mouth, but she's not a liar, and it doesn't sound to me that she's necessarily being malicious, she's just being indiscreet. And I guess the question I would have, I guess I have a couple questions. The first is, how is she conveying this information to people if none of you actually ever get together face to face? Who's she telling and how?
We share the same account. So if I walk in and manager A is there on a Tuesday, and if another vendor comes in on a Wednesday afternoon when I'm there, that's the common denominator.
Okay, so she's telling your clients.
Right.
Which is incredibly unprofessional of her. But
you better believe it.
Yeah, but what I would do rather than, I mean, I think you have two options here. First of all, I wouldn't be insulted about it because none of the things she said seems to me to be a lie, number one, and number two, necessarily malicious. It just sounds to me she has a big mouth and that this mm-hmm. is the way that she is, you know, if anything, I would probably guess that she's somewhat jealous of you and the way that she's sharing this information sort of implies that two of you are friends and therefore she increases her standing in the vendor's eyes because she views you as more important than she is. But if a vendor says to you, oh, yeah, Sarah was in and mentioned that you're gay and rich, I'd say, oh, Sarah has such an active imagination, and move right on. I would not be insulted by it. I would not be the least bit, you know, appear to be upset. But I think her motives are perhaps less odious than you think they are. But she's not really saying anything that's not true. She's just being a big mouth. And I share with you, I'm a private person. I figure the less people know about me, the better. And I'm not crazy about people with whom I share that information, sharing it with somebody else. But I seldom, I guess I've been relatively lucky that most people, there's with one exception, or maybe two, have not meant me any harm. They just were saying, gee, I know her and I know something about her and it makes me look important that I know something about her, that she confides this in me. And when I find out about things like that, I will go to the person, which is what I'm going to suggest you do, and say, hey, look, I know you don't mean any harm by it, but I'm really private, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't share that kind of information. And that's what I would suggest you do to her, is just give her a call or see her, take her out for lunch, and say, look, I know you don't mean any harm by this, but I'm a really private person, and I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't share information about me with other people. She may also, on some level, be fascinated by the fact that she's known you for a while and you didn't share any of this with her. And there may, I don't know that she's necessarily taking it out on you of how come other people know this about her. She may just be interested about it and figure she's interested in other people. But I think she's indiscreet rather than malicious. So I would go to her and without being furious about it, just say, hey, look, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't share information about me, good, bad, or indifferent, with other people. I'm just kind of private. And my guess is she's probably going to deny that she's done anything. Because several things. I don't think she thinks she's done anything wrong. And you don't need her to be your enemy. So I just say, you know, people tend to gossip. And I guess I just feel like the less our vendors know about us, the safer our position. And let it go at that, because you really put her on notice. If the vendors say something, I would just say, oh, you know Sarah, she has such a great imagination, and ignore it and then talk about something else. But most importantly, kiddo, I don't think that she has the long knives out for you as much as she just probably reveres you and feels that sharing that information does several things. First of all, it makes the vendors more on her level, that she's sharing information, and she's also kind of tying her career to yours. She views you as a bigger deal than she is and saying, hey, I know this cool stuff about Mary, but none of it was malicious, none of it, and she probably views it as kind of cool if this cool stuff is happening to Mary, isn't that great? She should keep her big mouth shut, but you going to her angry won't do any good. You going to her saying, listen, I just really appreciate it. I'm a really private person, and if you wouldn't do that, I'd really feel better about it. And I guarantee she's going to say, well, I didn't do anything, and say, that's okay.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-741-9028. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-741-9028. That's 1-800-741-9028. Call 1-800-741-9028.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, whatever it is that's on your mind. AJ, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've listened to your program for a long time, and I really love you. I just want to say that. And I had a question in regards to raising children.
Okay.
You've had so many callers, you know, call in and ask you advice about raising children, and it always seems like you give great advice. So I was wondering, if there's any chance that you'll be writing a book about that kind of a thing anytime soon.
You know, All right, let me tell you honestly. First of all, I really appreciate your asking. Second of all, I've been thinking about it. It's just, I'll be very honest with you. For a while, I had this great. The first couple of books I published, one was my dissertation, and one was basically they were both attached to my dissertation. And then I found this great literary agent, and she was really wonderful. And she would go, and basically she'd say, "Okay, here's." She would go sell the book, and so about every 6 or 9 months she'd say, "Okay, it's time." So I would write another book, and we would, you know, we would chat about what it was going to be about, and so I never worried about selling them, And that worked really well until she retired. And the idea of writing a book on spec, it just is not all that appealing. But you know what? People keep asking, and so maybe what I'll do, what I may try and do is, because the internet has gotten so good about being able to, if I can go and sort of begin collecting calls about kids, so I don't have to rethink the whole thing. What I was originally going to do is write a book, and I actually have an outline of it, of what to tell your kids about sex from 2 to 20, because I think it's one of the areas that that people just shy away from, and it's really important. But maybe it's what to tell your kids about everything from 2 to 20. I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to think. I really should do it because you guys asked for it, and then write it out and find an agent. And I'll tell you what, I'll make it one of my New Year's resolutions. So between now and let's say summer of next year, I'll try and find an agent or do an outline of a book and see where I get. All right, is that fair? Because you guys,
that's wonderful.
Well, and because you guys are just really wonderful about saying, okay, do this, and you know, I get a couple of calls every couple of months about it, and I really appreciate it, and so maybe I'll start doing it. And the deal is that, obviously, I'd write it from the point of view of the parent, not the kid, but remembering, you know, what age kid is appropriate for what stuff. And probably, there's some general rules, I think, but all right, you've convinced me. I'll make you a solemn promise that between now and next summer, I'll put aside some time and do an outline and find an agent.
I will be one of the first in line. Thank you.
Well, I'll dedicate it to you, AJ, and everybody else who's bugged the daylights out of me, because you're absolutely right, and I really should do it. It's just sitting down and actually writing it. I mean, once I get it in my head, I actually wrote one of my books. I took the week between Christmas and New Year's off, and on Christmas night, maybe it's Christmas Eve. It's either Christmas Eve or Christmas night. I started writing, and I would get up in the morning at like 8 o'clock, which is not my time of day, and I would start writing, and then I would go and get something to eat, and then I would write for some more, and then I'd go work out, and I was writing like 8 or 10 hours a day, and I wrote a book, essentially, the first draft of a book in a week. So once it's in my head, so maybe I'll start doing it.
Well, I just know that having grown up in a household where there wasn't exactly a great example of parenting, because I do want to have children someday, it would help me immensely. And
okay.
I'm sure there are a lot of other people out there like me who would definitely buy it and read it and use it.
All right, well, fair enough. You've guilted me into it, and I promise I'll get started on it. I may even do it sort of toward the end of this year. Could take a little bit of time and just sit down and figure out how to do it. All righty?
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for giving me a whole different thing to do. Thanks, AJ. I do appreciate it. And, you know, and I have one of my best friends has also been sort of bugging me for literally years saying, okay, when are you going to write the book? So, all right. Fair enough. Thanks, Cookie. You don't have kids today, so nothing
no,
I can help
not
you
yet.
With beyond that, huh? All right. Fair enough. Pardon?
Not today.
All right, fair enough. I was going to say, if you've got something that you already got through, so if you had a question, I would be perfectly willing to answer it.
No, I will definitely give you a call back if I do that. Thank you.
Fair enough. Bet you a dollar she did. She just is not doing it right now. It's okay. 855-99-DR-JOY, right? Oops, not quite ready to do that. Do you want to do an email here? Would that be a good thing to do?
Yeah, let's do that. How about let's talk about we were going to talk about kind of what gets people in the holiday spirit. Maybe we should get into that real quick.
That?
Yeah,
right.
Let's do
okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
So what gets you into the holiday spirit? I mean, what's your secret for getting in the mood?
You know, holidays are not my favorite times of year, to be quite honest.
Yep.
I'm one of the kind of people, like, I love giving people stuff, but mm-hmm. I love doing it for no particular reason. I'm mm-hmm. just sort of seeing mm-hmm. something for somebody. Holidays, I guess, have traditionally been, if not difficult, at least complicated in that I have family that's all over the country. I have quite often I've spent a lot of holidays with people who have family members who are very sick, and this is likely to be their last holiday because I'm solid about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Christmas spirit, you know, the trees. I mean, I went out this morning and in my neighborhood there's a stand that's starting trees.
I love
trees.
Those. Yeah. Yep.
I do love the music.
Yep,
But holidays for me have always been somewhat complicated. I was
sure.
Family spread out. I was in graduate school or medical school or some kind of school for so long, so that holidays were exam times as much as anything else. I think that the young kids are. What did I see? I saw a train set or something the other day, and I thought that was kind of. Mm-hmm. There used to be this book that I would read on the air every year called A Cup of Christmas, A Cup of Christmas Tea, or custom, I think that's it. Or a cup of Christmas cheer. I think it's a cup of Christmas tea, which I read every year, and I would give for a long time. The publishers would give me, you know, 100 books to give away, and so whoever came up with the best holiday story. I've also worked a lot of holidays, both when I was starting out, and
sure.
also because that's when people often need the help. So I'm not the world's best. Holidays. It's not that I'm not a bah humbug person. It's
yeah,
just
right,
for me
right.
that. And as a therapist, I often was on call for holidays because it's a stressful time.
Sure. Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
I'm one of those people that loves seasons, loves sort of just sort of unplanned things, unscheduled things, no expectations about things. So holidays are a little bit more complicated. What about you?
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I like the holidays a lot more so because I like the nostalgia, and I like seeing my kids feeling the things that I'm nostalgic for, kind of, you know what I mean? So I like
yeah.
that. But yeah, I can definitely validate your
yeah,
point.
I really, as soon as the fuss is over is kind of when, and I have, with a couple of people who are just really busy, that I have the holidays after the holidays, which is always comforting.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, I was talking earlier about the fact that we've gotten all these emails. Should we, to say knock one off sounds a little inappropriate. Can we do one here?
Yeah, let's do one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got this one in from listener Mary. She writes, Dr. Joy, I'm having a problem with my youngest daughter. She's 27 years old. She has broken up with her boyfriend of 4 years. They've been broken up for almost a year. He is now contacting her. He says he has changed and wants to marry her. She asked me what I had thought, and I, for once, gave my honest opinion. She says, I don't think he's good for her, and she now has cut off all ties with me and doesn't want anything to do with me. We were very close, talking every day and seeing each other on the weekends. She said that I should support her no matter what, and I told her that she asked for my opinion, and I gave it. Was I wrong in telling her how I felt? I've seen her suffer from their relationship for the past 4 years, and I just don't want to see her like that again.
I know. I think all of us have learned the hard way that when someone says, what do you think, that they usually have an expectation, and if you run afoul of that, you're going to run into trouble. And the problem about commenting on somebody's love is they usually are not going to ask unless they're thinking about getting back in with them. So if you say, which is an unfair and manipulative position, but nevertheless, I mean, we've done it too. I mean, I think every, that is women, that's part of what we do, is we go to our friends and our loved ones and say, well, what do you think about this dude? And what we're hoping is that they'll say, oh, he's great, or the two of you together. Yeah, because when we broke up with him, we don't ask anybody's opinion. We just say, he's a creep, I can't believe, you know, he did this to me. We just complain. So almost by definition, if somebody's saying, what do you think about this dude, what they want to hear is, he's great. Now, the conflict, if you think he's great, that's fine. However, if you don't, you're much better served, probably in either case, to say, what I think of him is not important. What do you think about him? It's a much safer and more effective technique under any circumstance, even if you do like the dude. Because if you like him and she gets back with him and then blames you, if, well, you said you liked him, not to mention you'll never be able to say anything critical about him, which you probably shouldn't say anyway. So when somebody comes to you, I mean, this sort of gets back to AJ's question about, okay, can you write me a book about parenting? Well, parenting a kid, as I've said, that when your kid comes up to you and says, Mommy, Mommy, do you like my drawing? That most parents would say that the right answer is, yes, it's great. It's not the right answer. The right answer is, what do you think of it? Because if the kid has just dashed something off and you say it's great, the kid's going to think, boy, Mom's really an idiot. If you say, well, it's not your best, it's going to hurt the kid's feelings. And either way, what you want your child to do is be self-reliant, to be able to say, I like this painting. Do you like it? At which point you could say whatever you want to say. But being critical of somebody else, and when you're talking about a love life as opposed to a painting, you're talking about even more vulnerability and more exposure. So when somebody says, what do you think? And all of us have had to learn this the hard way of thinking, well, gee, this is really interesting that this person really wants to know what I think. And it's not only happened with my daughter, it's happened with my sisters. It's happened with my mom. It's happened with my friends. And you'd think I'd learn a little more quickly, but I do learn to say, what I think about him is not very relevant. What do you think about him? Now, people who know me very well will push me a little harder than that. And what I'll say is, I think he's got great teeth, or if he makes you happy, that's all that counts for me. Or if there's somebody that I think is really a disaster, I might say, look, all I know is what you tell me, and what you tell me, now it may be a skewed point of view, because you may, when you're happy with him, just spend time with him. When you're unhappy with him is when you tend to complain to me. So I have a relatively uncharacteristic, perhaps, view of him because of this phenomenon. So asking me to be objective probably doesn't make any sense. In other words, coming up with an opinion is treacherous, because if you like him and she doesn't, then you're in hot water. If you don't like him and she does, then you're in hot water. And I would just go to your daughter. I mean, the two of you have been mother and daughter for 27 years, and say, and you did. I mean, you said, look, you asked me. But say, if this guy makes you happy, I'm delighted. If there are things that he did in the past that make you unhappy, and he can change those, that's terrific. Obviously, there's something very crucial between the two of you here. You were together 4 years. He's feeling like he wants to be back in touch with you. Just make sure that you know what you want, that you ask for what you want, that you're in a more powerful position now than you'll be once the two of you have settled into a relationship. But if this is the person you want, then negotiate with him for what is important to you. But if nothing's changed, nothing's changed. If something has changed, make sure it's changed in a direction that you want. And then you're completely out of the judgment game, which is really dangerous. It's really treacherous. And you're not going to win anything by it. So I would just go back to her and say, how about if you and I make a deal that I will not have an opinion about him? I care about you. And so when you're happy, I'm thrilled. When you're not happy, I become the mama bear. And I want to wreak vengeance on whoever is making my little girl unhappy. So let's agree that you don't ask my opinion, that I will not offer my opinion or judgment, but understand that I just care about you. And understand also, for those of us who are on the other side of it or complaining to somebody, If we go to our mom or our sister or daughter or best friend and are always complaining about this dude, expecting her to like him is unrealistic. All they hear is how unhappy we are with this person. So don't give up on your daughter. As I said, this is an emotional time of year. When Shane says, well, you know, what's the spirit you get into? I guess my kind of Christmas spirit is, let's all at least pretend to get along for a couple of weeks and see how that works for us. That
amen. Yeah.
That we can be nice to one another. That we can let go of grudges. That we can try and forgiving you is easy. Forgetting is going to take a little longer time. That we can just let it go. Even if we can't let it go permanently, that we can let it go temporarily and see if that doesn't give us some peace of mind, some comfort, some better sleep at night, all sorts of things of that sort. So don't give up on your daughter. Go to her and explain that you will make her a deal, that you don't judge, but that she also doesn't ask your opinion, because that's an unfair position for both of you. But your only concern is her happiness, and you have to assume that she knows more about how to achieve that than you do. And all you're concerned about is that she was unhappy at one point, and if so, nothing's changed. But if something has changed, then good on her. I also don't know what the time frame is on this one. It sounds like it may have been relatively recent. But I can remember somebody asking me about, it's happened to me, as I said, more than once, and maybe a little slow learner, because you know, a family member asking is a little different than a friend, because you figure, well, your friend knows who you are and expects honesty from you. Not in this area, folks. Don't be conned into it. And I said, look, I think he's attractive and sexy and cute. I think he's superficial. And if you're looking for a mate as opposed to a date, he's going to skim along on the top of the surface your whole life. And stuff happens in relationships, and stuff happens to people. And presumably you want somebody who has a little bit more depth than that. Didn't speak to me for years. And, of course, the fact that I was right made it even worse. So be aware that that the more accurate you are, the more trouble you're going to be in. Casey, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Joy. This is actually Tracy. Tracy, I just have two questions for you. Okay. I have a two-year-old. I've called about him before.
Okay.
Number one question is, forever, probably until he was about two, he wasn't scared of any noises, like loud noises or lawnmowers or any noises whatsoever. And now, like the last month or so, he used to like push the vacuum around the house and, when I dried his hair at the hair dryer and stuff. And now the last month or so, like those things like freak him out. I want to know if that's normal.
Was there anything that you can attach this to that may have been a trigger for this?
No.
Let me just give you a quick example. We're probably going to have to take a break here, but so I don't want you to feel panicky about not having enough time. My daughter grew up in a house. From birth, she was always in houses that had stairs in them, always.
Right.
And she would go up and down like a little monkey. When she was just about this age, when she was just about two, her father broke his ankle. And so he was on crutches, or she called them crunches. And so all of a sudden the back steps would be icy, and I would say, you have to be careful on the steps. And all of a sudden she wouldn't go up and down stairs, because there was something, she was smart enough to understand stairs were stairs and make associations. So think about it, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. See if you can think about some loud noise that may have intervened in the last couple of weeks. All right, put you on hold. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Tracy, who's got a 2-year-old who's all of a sudden gotten a little bit phobic about loud noises, and we're trying to figure out where that came from. And Tracy, there wasn't a scary TV program or...
No, he watched, I mean, I don't think Mickey Mouse Club is scary. You know, I was thinking maybe one time when he and I were at the park on a day when they come to get trash, I'm thinking maybe he's heard the garbage truck before, but I'm thinking that when we were at the park and we were getting in the car, it drove by and the garbage truck is loud. I mean, he's heard it from inside, but he's never seen the garbage truck close up. So maybe him seeing the garbage truck close up and the noise maybe intimidated him, maybe.
Maybe. For example, if the garbage truck got too close to the car and you said, oh my goodness, or something, it's really hard to figure out exactly what the thinking is of a young child who is not very verbal.
How did you fix it with your daughter?
Basically, it took me a little while to figure it out because my first response was just being kind of frustrated of what could possibly be going on here. You've been around stairs your whole life. And then tried to figure out what, because that she was sophisticated enough to make associations. That before that, that she might have, that the outside, she could understand that outside steps were the same, were stairs, whether they were, and inside steps were not covered with ice, but outside stairs were dangerous, and therefore stairs were dangerous. She could abstract to that. So he may have the notion that it may have been that the garbage truck was too close to you, or you pulled over, or you sort of jerked the car, or it could be almost anything. It could be even
if
an association.
If he was outside the car and he saw it, like up close, maybe?
It could be. It could also be something as, you know, that a loud sound while he was asleep that was associated with a dream. It's sometimes very hard to tease out the associations. But what you can do is say, would you like earplugs? Or you can kind of walk him through it of, does this make you, if he doesn't want to be around the vacuum cleaner, it may also have been that something got sucked up in the vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
And understand, one of the things about kids is, that they could make associations that we don't quite understand. I've told the story before. My kid, again, when she was about this age, because she understands language better than she could speak it. And we were there was a group of adults around, and she was very much a child that felt that all the adults were fascinated by anything she had to say. And we were talking about one of the kids, and she said, "In the sky." And we couldn't. It took me about a half hour to sort of figure out that we were talking about one of the neighbors who was in high school, and I'd taken her to see him in a play at the local high school, and we said he was the star of the play, and for her, stars were in the sky. But that took, I mean, and she just kept getting more and more frustrated because she kept saying, in the sky, in the sky, in the sky, and expecting all of us to just be enthralled with her understanding. We couldn't figure out what she was talking about. So, I mean, that's, I think part of it is just, sometimes you can unscramble it and sometimes you can't. But and he might be able to tell you why it feels scary or, you know, is he hearing? And don't try not to lead him. Try not to say, is it a monster? Is it a truck? Just say, what kind of things make that kind of sound? And what can we do about them? And sort of walk him through it. And he may eventually get you to what the association is, even if he doesn't. You can help him say, okay, well, we can put earplugs on, or you can put earmuffs on, which will block a little bit, or headphones. But to see if you can understand a little bit more from his perspective what's going on. But there has been something intervened, because something's changed. And if something's changed, something's changed. Sometimes it's worth trying to figure it out, just because you may be able to bump into it. Sometimes you can't. But you can help him understand to make the noise less noisy, or that maybe, I mean, who knows exactly what the association was, because when kids are around two and they are verbal, they can make the associations without actually being able to explain what the association is. I think it's older, he'll probably be able to explain a little bit more, which is why it's a lot easier understanding what's going on with a 3 or 4 year old than it is with a 2 year old.
Okay, I can ask you two more questions really quick.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, first, next question. You know, I'm a stay-at-home mom with my kid, and up until he was two, he would fall and hurt himself, and he would come to me, you know, and I wouldn't, like, freak out for every time he fell. But now that he's two, like, if he falls and hurts himself and I try to comfort him, he gets so angry. And, like, how do I don't want to just be like, okay, you fell, whatever, but if he falls and he hurts himself and then I try to comfort him, and he gets so mad.
Well, let him tell you what he wants. He may be just being a little more self-reliant, that he doesn't really need that cuddling, that he can get up. So rather than going to him, let him come to you. And he will. He'll come to you when he wants, when he because it may be that he's not that badly hurt. He just wants to continue playing, doing whatever he was doing. And so you cuddling him is stopping him from achieving what he wants to do. So let him determine to you. You said you were a stay-at-home mom. Have you stopped being a stay-at-home mom?
No.
Okay. Because if you go back to work, that's going to change the dynamic a little bit as well. All right, what's the last question?
When do I worry if he isn't speaking as much as he should be, or what are warning signs to look for if he's not developing the way, or some milestones or whatever that I need to look for?
Has your pediatrician said anything about it?
No.
Your pediatrician is, generally speaking, the best resource. because pediatricians see lots and lots of kids. He's an only child, right, with a stay-at-home mom? All right, part of it is, my guess is, unconsciously, that when he makes, you know, when he grunts, that you figured out that that means I want a cracker. Instead of responding when he grunts.
Are you spying at me in my house or what?
Pardon me?
I say, I think you're spying at me in my house. Because that's
exactly. So when he grunts, instead of giving him a cracker, say, what do you want? And he's going to get frustrated. But he'll speak a lot more when he has to. Kids don't speak for one of several reasons. I mean, it sounds like his hearing is fine because it's gotten kind of hypersensitive, so we don't have to worry about hearing. It sounds like he makes noises. It sounds like he's hitting his other developmental landmarks. If his pediatrician hasn't said anything, I wouldn't worry. And it seems like he seems like a normal kid. He's just not speaking very much. But kids don't speak because either they can't hear, which doesn't sound like that's what's going on here. There's some neurological impairment, which sounds unlikely here, or they don't have to. And so babies in families tend to speak much later than other kids because all the other kids will interpret what the baby wants. Whereas when you're a stay-at-home mom, he doesn't have to ask for a cracker. He doesn't have to say cracker. He knows what he wants, but he can grunt. So instead of responding to his grunts, say, tell me what you want. And don't start offering him stuff, because that's not going to help at all. But say, just tell me what you want. And don't let him point. Just let him say the word. Now, he's going to get really frustrated with you, and he's going to have a temper tantrum, and he's going to scream, and he's going to yell. You're the grown-up. You can tolerate temper tantrums from a kid, because it's the only way he's going to learn to speak. Sooner or later, he's got to go to school, and grandma won't put up with it. So less grunting, more vocabulary, and both of you will be perfectly happy. And if you're not, you can call me. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. GoFoods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GoFoods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.